Hey, fella.
Yeah, man.
Y'all seen the thing wrong with Sal as well?
No,
all right, man. Tell me about it.
Got a little woman, need a woman. Little man, need a man.
This is Mimi and
Gracie.
Oh. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is All the Yeats.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute and a half. So Gracie, you want to tell them a little bit about what our theme is for tonight?
I would be pretty impressed if you guessed it by now, but maybe somebody has. We are doing artists or bands who have artists who died at 27.
Yeah.
So there's a big conspiracy that a lot of famous musicians have joined like what's named the 27 Club because they died like tragically young, mostly from drug overdoses. So we started off with
Dyke and the Blazers,
and I don't remember his first name, but his nickname was Dyke, and he died at 27. I think he was murdered?
That's not a good way to go, at 27.
You can fact check me on that one, though.
All right.
It might have also been an overdose. I read a lot about, like, people who died at 27.
Yeah.
So I have a few people confused.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll check that.
Uh-huh.
But very exciting. Sounds like a weirdly depressing show, but actually is going to be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of great music.
I mean, there's a reason why they're in a club, because
yeah,
they're
club
important.
Yeah, great musicians.
Yeah, so we won't give any of them away yet.
Also, in my research, okay, I've learned something. So, have you heard about the White Lighters?
No, tell us about that.
Okay, so there's like a theory, not a theory, like a conspiracy, mm-hmm, that like White Lighters are like bad luck.
White lighters.
Like white lighters.
Lighters.
Like cigarette lighters. Like,
oh, okay,
lighters.
Okay.
That they're bad because, like, a lot of, like, the members of the 27 Club died with them in their pockets.
No way.
But, so I snooped this, or, like, snoops, you know, like, the fact-checking website, and turns out that, like, Bic didn't produce white lighters until, like, the 2000s. So they weren't even, like...
We can't be sure. Or...
Mm-hmm.
Were they even Bic lighters?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. But it seems to just be a conspiracy theory. But it's like a thing that a lot of people say, like, don't buy a
white. A conspiracy theory I can get behind. That sounds creepy.
Right?
So
like a lot of people just don't buy white lighters now. And it's like, I feel like even like knowing that it's not true, like I still kind of want to stay away from them, you know?
Yeah. And you'd think like white lighters, that kind of sounds kind of classy.
Right.
You know? Like as far as like how like classy lighters can get,
uh-huh,
you'd want a white one, you
right
know? But
yeah,
no. Maybe someone's like killing each of these people one by one,
right,
and like their signature is a white lighter. Just like over the span of like 50 years.
They are in for the long game, you know?
We were talking about serial killers the other night, and they want to be found.
They want to be... If you're a serial killer, and you're like a good serial killer, you're bored. You know, you're like the Zodiac killer. You're like, please find me.
No, completely. Maybe we should call him the White Lighter Killer. Yeah, we'll come up with a better name while we listen to the next song. But coming up next, we have Sweet Home Chicago. Here we go.
Thank you.
sweet home, Chicago.
Thank you. day is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
So that was Robert Johnson, and then The Doors, which is Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix.
Yep. All died in different ways.
Uh-huh. Enlighten us, maybe.
Yeah. So Robert Johnson, Wow, I already forgot. I think it was overdose. Probably not, to be honest. I know Jimi Hendrix was definitely asphyxiation.
Yeah, I think it was. But like his, like I think he overdosed on heroin and then like asphyxiated on his vomit, if I remember correctly.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison, heart failure.
Uh huh.
And what did we do before that? Robert Johnson. I'm gonna get back to you on that one. But oh, here we are. Poisoning. Oh, that's bad. You don't want to be poisoned.
I think I vaguely remember learning about him in high school. In my Race in America class.
Which is amazing that you had in high school.
So I'm going that it was a racist thing. Or maybe, I can't remember if he was killed in a racist way or like his songs were race central.
I see. Okay.
Maybe.
So
maybe,
of both, maybe?
Both, probably.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I mean, that is pretty likely.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are all not really great ways to die. We were just talking about the only good way to die, honestly.
Old age, heart failure, in
old
your
age,
sleep.
Old age, death, in sleep.
In your sleep.
Yep.
The only one.
It's great, because you sleep and you just never wake up.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Sad for the people around you, though.
Very sad for the people around you.
But I guess there isn't, like, a death that isn't sad for the people around you.
True. So. And I feel like people are, like, more happy when they're like, oh, they just died in their sleep.
Like, peacefully,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
I would much rather have that. Oh, and Dyke from Dyke and the Blazers, murdered.
Yeah, I was right.
So, not great. Not great stuff. But all in different ways. So, I'm just telling you, the white lighter serial killer is pretty creative.
he spreads it out.
Pulling out all the stops.
Right.
He's a, yeah. But anyway, what do we have coming up next?
I can't. Oh. Okay, so this one's kind of interesting.
Okay.
So the front, like one of the original founders of the Rolling Stones, died when they were 27, and it's like kind of hypothesized that like because, like Mick Jagger and like some of the other members of the Rolling Stones were like getting like really popular, and he wasn't. I can't remember his name at this moment. He like got really upset and like turned to drugs, and then he eventually died of an overdose. So it's pretty sad.
That is really sad.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But produced some good music before he died.
Definitely
so.
Did.
We'll listen to Let's Spend the Night Together.
All right, here we go.
I'm in no hurry, I can take my time, oh man. just a little bit harder.
Janice.
She's incredible.
So do you want to hear some fun stories about Dave Alexander?
Of course I do.
Okay, so he's the bassist for the Stooges.
Okay.
And he was just, like, notoriously a loose cannon. Dropped out of high school 45 minutes into his senior year because of a bet.
No.
Yeah.
That's legendary.
Right?
Wow.
And, like, apparently, like, took... like too many like drugs like one day before a concert, so like the band was like, you're out of here, and then unfortunately just like led a life of addiction after that,
and so
drank
sad.
Too much, and then his kidneys failed and he died.
But that is some bold,
yeah,
like that is a bold move.
Yeah.
Wow. Gracie, I dare you to drop out of college.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog, but thanks.
Wow.
How much money would somebody have to pay you to drop out of college right now?
I'd say $1 million.
You'd drop out for $1 million?
Yeah, I think I could like, I feel like what I've gained in the 2 years.
You couldn't be a doctor then, Mimi.
I know, but I could probably figure out something else.
I don't think I'd drop out for $10 million.
$10 million?
Yeah, I don't even think I'd drop out. Because it's like,
how much do you need to live a comfortable life?
Not $1 million.
Okay. I have a really bad perception of money.
I think you're just like... are confused financially. It's like $1 million to give up on your dream of being a doctor?
I guess not. Okay. Okay, we're going to revise.
Uh-huh.
How much bigger should I go?
I mean, this is a personal decision.
I don't really know. I think I just don't understand money, so this is really difficult for me.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I honestly don't know if there's like a certain amount of money that like you could get me to drop out of college. I mean, like, I think like at a point, like if you gave me $50 million, like, sure. But like, because like to me, it's like I'm not going to college. I don't know, because, like, I guess I just view college as, like, a valuable spirit, like, experience in and of itself, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I see that.
And, like, I would want, I don't know, like, I just feel like you win the lottery, you know, let's mm-hmm. say you win $50 million, like, I wouldn't drop out of college, you know? I'd be, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, I'd want to work still. I just, like, want to do something cool.
I agree. No, it baffles me when people are so rich that they don't work.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, what do they do with that time, you know?
Like, I don't think you're that stimulated, like, playing golf all day.
Completely. No, like, there was this girl that went to my friend's high school, and her grandparents invented, like, the thing in syrup.
The toaster strudel?
Yes. I don't think my father, the inventor of the toaster strudel, would be too pleased to hear about this. No, but her grandparents invented, like, you know, like, how on, like, syrup... containers, like, you push the thing, and, like...
Mimi's making, like, hand gestures that are making this more clear.
I know. But, like, on radio, this doesn't really work. Like, you press the little lever, and then it pulls back. It's, like, at IHOP and stuff, and, like, different diners. And then you, like, can pour the syrup out. I hope everyone's understanding this. Well, her grandparents patented that. And so, literally, her parents never had to work a day in their lives.
That's a surprising, like, invention that kind of made a lot of money.
Right? But it actually is incredible.
Yeah, and I guess it's, like, literally everywhere.
And I'm pretty sure I know the person that also, like, her grandparents invented, like, the pool noodle or something. That made them millions.
Really?
Billions, maybe. I don't really know how rich that family is, but wow. Good job.
That's so funny.
The pool noodle is such a good invention.
And it's so ubiquitous. Like, it's everywhere.
So ubiquitous. And, like, everybody... has, like, owned one or used one at some point in their life. Yeah.
Wow.
Good for them.
It's things like that that you don't think about.
Completely.
Like, I remember I was talking to someone whose, like, boyfriend's family, like, invented, like, in pencils, like, to get it to pop up, like, the spring.
Okay.
They, patented that and made millions.
No, I'm honest. We really need to figure out... a really small thing.
Like, really small, but, like, we'll just change everything.
Completely. And then, like, I don't really have to worry about, like, am I making money as a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
I just do it for the joy of it.
Because that's the best kind of work, is when you're, like, I'm just complete, like, I have complete financial security, and I'm just doing what I love to do.
Exactly.
And then you're, like, you don't have to take, like, crap from anyone, because you're just, like...
You're like, I don't need this job.
I don't need this. I'm doing this because I want to.
Yeah, I just love the people.
Right?
I just love living, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Completely. Well, we went really on a tangent.
Yeah, I don't even remember how we started this conversation.
But
who do we have next, Mimi?
Actually, keeping with our, remember our first show when we played All Women?
I do.
Well, in that show, we actually played a Janis Joplin.
Uh-huh.
And we also played an Amy Winehouse.
Wow, it's like we're reliving the past.
And we are, because coming up next, we have Tears Dry on Their Own. So here we go.
We know and disregret our God accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height. Waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, you don't own nothing to me, but to walk away, I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown, and in your way, in this blue shade. Do I stress the man when there's so many real good things at hand?
We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes through. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. I should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes down. So no day, cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above plays lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes.
Make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study in demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, so glad you could make it now. Oh, look at my. Oh,
night till the morning came around. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
You know, I have to admit, I'm not really a deadhead, but that was a pretty good song.
It was a pretty good song.
Maybe I should invest more time.
Yeah, no, we were laughing because I was talking about my field hockey coach in high school who had a Grateful Dead tattoo. Tramp stamp, in fact.
Oh, classy.
Oh, very, very classy. Who claimed to have run away at 16 with her boyfriend on a motorcycle.
Sure.
Lived out of a taco truck.
Love it.
At some point during this entire process, ended up sleeping with Ziggy Marley.
Me as well.
And then came back, and now she is a high school field hockey coach.
So her life is really taking a turn for the worse.
And is allergic to literally everything except Brazilian orange juice and specific bottled waters. Like, she can't even drink, like, most bottled waters.
Like, what did she eat?
Puffed rice, and then the Brazilian orange juice, and the specific water.
Is she super skinny?
Yeah. It's a sad life.
It's a sad life.
Yeah. So, like, who knows if any of this is real?
Uh-huh.
Because, like, how does that happen?
Right.
Like, that's such a downward spiral.
Right. No, honestly. How do you go from being, like, super cool to a high school field hockey coach?
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
Maybe she wanted to move up out of her taco truck.
Perhaps. Okay, so we had Amy Winehouse, Hole, Nirvana, Grateful Dead. And
what do we have next?
And we have Echo and the Bunnymen. But before we do that,
you're going to read us a PSA, maybe?
I'm going to read us a PSA. Let your people know kind of a little bit about public safety. So this week, actually, we really... exciting event going on campus.
Tell us about it, Mimi.
Says Tufts Voices of the Hill, Tuesday, April 25th, 8 to 10 p.m., 51 Winthrop Street.
Okay.
Which is
Not the Interfaith Center, but the one I always think is the Interfaith
Center. Yeah, it's like right across the street from the Interfaith Center. It says, Tufts is full of students from places all around the world who come from various backgrounds and who experience life in a variety of different ways. Voices of the Hill presents its first monologue event on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 p.m. 51 Winthrop Street, Medford. 18 diverse individuals from Tufts will share particular aspects of their lives and everyday experiences with you. And you may be truly surprised by how much you can relate to each of their stories. By opening ourselves up and by listening to one another, listening to one another, we hope to foster more meaningful conversations in our community. So please join us on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 p.m. 51 Winthrop Street, Medford, to hear stories about students' experiences with struggle, love, race, sexuality, happiness, sadness, and the gaps in between. Admission is free and open to all. A message from Tufts, Voices of the Hill, and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. I got invited to that on Facebook.
Me too. It's kind of exciting. I like monologues.
Me too.
Every time I go to a monologue event, it's like very sad. But
unfortunately, nobody likes those monologues about like happy things.
Yeah. But like very eye-opening.
Yeah.
You get pretty woke, so.
We need a little wokeness. I was just watching the trailer for Dear White People. Have you seen it?
The TV show?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the trailer, no.
It comes out this Friday, the show.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so good.
Yeah?
And like, I think it'll be very applicable to Tufts.
Really?
Yeah.
I read an article and I was like, this is the time that we need the show to come out. So like,
this is it. This is
I was like,
the time.
Okay, the time. I was like if ever it was a time, it was probably, you know, like the civil rights movement. I don't know.
I think the whole
but
show
it's
is like
we're past that now, but we're still like struggling with like, systemic like, racism.
Against like, yeah, I read like a really cool book in my black comedy class called The Sellout. Would recommend to anyone who read it.
Okay.
Or to anyone. And like we were talking about how a lot of the books or like the movies that we interact with like have a very different like feeling like post Donald Trump presidency. Because like a lot of them are Obama era movies and like books or stuff or like things before. And like, I don't know, like I think the way we interacted with race is really different where like I think it's like become increasingly more accepted that we're not in a post racial society right now. So, like, we were talking about, like, with the sellout, like, do we, like, is this book still applicable, like, in today's day? Because, like, it's, like, it's a crazy concept. It's this guy, like, this black guy who, like, reinstates slavery in his, like, small town. And, like, you kind of don't know why he does it. But, like, my takeaway from it is, like, it's not, like, disavowing, like, overt racism. It's, like, disavowing, like systemic racism and you know like the way we interact with like people thinking that we're in a post-racial society. And I feel like that's what two white people we just keep on getting really sidetracked, but it was a really cool book. Would recommend.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Sellout.
Yeah, cool.
By something Beatty, I think. Warren Beatty,
perhaps. Is it the red cover book?
No. Yes. Well, he wrote another one called The White Boy Shuffle.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, before we close out, do you have any final thoughts about the 27 Club? About anything?
I will say one artist we didn't get to mention this time, but he died at 27 too, is Basquiat. He overdosed at 27.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did read an article saying that there's no scientific proof.
Uh-huh.
That you are more likely as an artist to die at 27 than any other age.
Thank you for that disclaimer, baby.
But you are at a higher chance of dying between the ages of 20 and 30 if you are an artist, because, I mean, those are the ages where you, like, do wild things.
Mm-hmm.
But just be careful out there, guys.
Yeah.
All you 20 to 30-somethings, you know?
Us, almost.
It is us almost. Yeah. Don't
although
be reckless.
You're not even 19 yet, I guess.
Oh, I am 19.
Oh, you just had your birthday.
Oh my God.
You just had your birthday.
Are you even my friend?
Okay.
So we're going to close out with The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen. Here we go.